Adam Coles, and it's hard to believe that one of the last times that we were on the air before the football season was with the Gibraltar basketball team, first with the girls, then with the boys. We're joined by the girls coach right now, Coach Devin Thomas. And Coach, does it feel weird to you knowing that, you know, there was no outlet for your kids between that loss against Gillett until right now?
Yeah, a little bit. I would say, you know, we obviously didn't have any of our season interrupted by the time we lost end of February last year. And, you know, no season was interrupted starting on Monday. We didn't have a summer season at all. We did do some virtual contact practices as allowed by the WIAA, and we just watched some film and just kind of talked about mindset of things. But in terms of how everything went, that wasn't very strange. But not seeing kids in the hall, doing everything kind of through Zoom and through virtual meetings, and trying to connect with, you know, the new freshmen in our program and all of those things were kind of difficult. And I think it also gave a little bit more importance to you know, the kids wanting to be on the court, or just giving the kids an outlet, since they really haven't had anything since last basketball season, at least through the school district.
And take us through what a virtual contact practice entails, because just the sound of it might be confusing to, you know, us mere mortals.
Yeah, well, your guess is probably as good as mine when I first had to do it. Ultimately, you send the kids a link, and you jump on and you video chat with them, and through that we just watched old game film. We kind of gave them different ball handling activities and things that they could try and do. And ultimately, I think it's just a good time to let them converse and communicate with the coaches and each other, and you know, because they haven't really had that. So the virtual contact practices were really just trying to get them on, trying to get their minds wrapped around basketball for a little bit, and maybe give them some pointers and things that they could take out to the driveway, or you know, wherever they play ball, and do that. So that was all it really was, just kind of have them think about basketball in the forefront of their head for, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, and then move on. And you know, obviously we are ramping it back up here starting this past Monday and getting them back into the swing of things.
And what has that experience been like? Because obviously the whole world has changed in between, you know, from that time to Gillett to now. And I mean, they haven't even been in the building at all since, you know, middle of March.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely kind of a different energy. They were, I think, excited to be in the building. At the same point in time, you know, they're getting screened before they can come into the gym. They can only come in through one door. We've separated everything. You know, our number one is safety of the entire program, the girls, the coaches, everybody. You know, we all have families. We all want to try to do this the right way and the appropriate way. So, you know, there's no team huddles. There's nothing like that, but they get screened as they come in. They have an assigned spot to go to, which is at least 6 feet apart from their next teammate. We try to keep everything separated until we, you know, play live ball, and you can't really socially distance when we're playing 5-on-5 or 3-on-3. But everybody gets their own ball for individual drills, and there's a lot of sanitizing 4 or 5 basketballs in between team drills and when they're getting a water break. Masks are obviously is a big difference too, learning how to talk through a mask. And I've been harping on the girls about talking louder so that their teammates can hear them through those masks. And we've really had to keep it pretty simple in terms of what we've been doing at practicing, just getting them used to exerting themselves with masks on, and you know, getting them in shape, which is obviously a big hurdle since a lot of them haven't really had any organized athletics since last February. And then just giving them the water breaks that they need, allowing them to feel comfortable inside the gym as much as possible. And, you know, as the days go by, we're installing a little bit more here and a little bit more there. And, you know, hopefully we'll be ready, and hopefully everything will be good to go for December 1st when Algoma comes to town.
And so far, what's been maybe the biggest motivation, doing this safely so you can keep playing basketball, or the mindset from back in February when the season was cut short?
You know, I think number one has definitely been safety. You know, I think we want the girls to have an outlet. I've got 8 seniors, you know, who I coach. They were my first 5th grade class when I first came back and started teaching. First 5th grade class of basketball girls. They were my first team that I coached. So there's a lot of sentimental value between the senior class and the history that we've had that dates back, you know, 7-8 years ago. And so giving them the opportunity to play safely is number one. But, you know, obviously they want to compete, and they want to see what they can do and stay in the top tier of the conference, and hopefully, you know, make some special moments along the way. But number one is safety, and then obviously trying to win games and get after it.
And then finally, I know obviously we're just a couple days into practices starting on Monday. We're now in the middle of the weekend as we record this. Who are some of the players that you're expecting some big things from this year?
Well, you know, we return. We lost 2 starters, the City girls, Abby and Nina. And obviously Abby was a pretty prolific scorer for us and a pretty prolific player for us. But, you know, we play 5. You start 5, so it's really interesting that when people ask me, how many starters did you lose, and I say 2, and then they ask, okay, so you're returning 3, and I say, no, actually, we're returning 4 starters. And the reason we're doing that is because Carly Keita, who was sidelined all of last year, returns. And so, you know, we went from maybe not a ton of height and a lot of post presence to returning all that back. So I think Carly Keita is definitely going to have a big year. She's motivated. I think she wants it more than anybody else. Sage Krause, who is a second-team all-conference player, you know, those two are definitely going to lead the way. And then I've got both seniors and then 2 more seniors, Maggie Maroney and Sophia Alexander, who had flashes of brilliance last year. You know, they return as well, along with a couple of other seniors, and Colleen Carlisle, who got some spot minutes as a freshman. She'll be playing varsity, and we'll have some girls split, but it's definitely going to be senior led this year, and Sage and Carly are definitely going to lead the way for us along with the other seniors. But it's going to be exciting to get to see Carly play again and really have some really good inside presence with Sophia, Carly, and then Barrett, who's a really nice post off the bench, and then the outside shooting that that Maggie and Sage bring, and Audrey Visti is another senior who does a lot for us. And so it could be, if we can stay healthy and the metrics are in our favor, you know, I think we could have a pretty exciting season.
It's probably felt like a lifetime since some of these girls got to compete with the blue and gold at Gibraltar, but it's just a couple of weeks away, as you mentioned. December 1st, Algoma comes to Fish Creek to play Gibraltar, and we've been joined by head coach Devin Thomas. Coach, we'll be keeping in touch, and good luck as you get through these first couple of weeks of practice into that first game.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Look forward to your coverage.
I'm Tim Coles with the new Radio Sports Network.